Proverbs 13:23 says, "Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment." This little proverb is just skipped over and ignored most of the time, but has serious implications for whole nations that we've seen throughout the centuries. And I believe we can see these implications becoming more and more pertinent to our own times. Much food is in the tillage of the poor. In other words, when there is plenty of food, it is as a result of the many little people all doing their part. When a nation has plenty of small farmers with a diversity of crops producing their share, it results in a large harvest with a variety of foods which serve to provide plenty of food with all of the various nutrients needed to feed the masses. That's why when America entered World War I and World War II, the government put up posters and made newsreel propaganda, aired radio and television ads, at least in World War II. They held rallies, gave speeches, and did all they could to motivate citizens to have what they called a victory garden. Millions planted food gardens, while many millions of others increased the size of their gardens. And Americans had plenty of food, even as the supply chain suffered as a result of war. Talk to any of your grandparents or great-grandparents about those times, and you will hear them confirm the truth of our proverb that much food is in the tillage of the poor. Now, think about our own day. Where we live now, Jenny and I, is out in one of the counties outside of Columbus, Ohio. It's got that small town feel to it. Neighbors are all spread out in their homes. And most of our neighbors within a half mile of our home have little gardens. And some have large gardens. I'd say 9 out of 10 homes around us have a garden. One Christian couple are always giving away surplus vegetables because they grow more than they can eat. And some things just aren't good canned. But when we lived in the suburbs, that number was flipped. And on our street where we lived, where the houses are all lined up just a few feet apart, less than half had food-growing gardens. Most who did grow anything had flowers and different trees and bushes. And those are fine. I love all of that. But it is simply a fact that few grew food. And I am just giving my opinion here, but of all the people I know, less than 1 in 4 grow a food-growing garden. And I don't think half of the others would even know where to start if they had to survive. And most of the other half are physically incapable of doing so. What is my point? Our proverb says, "Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment." The Western world, led by the bad example of the United States of America, has transitioned to a big farm mentality, led by few farmers. Not only is the typical family and home not growing a garden, but the small farmers who own a few hundred acres are being bought out to make way for housing and urban sprawl in many cases. But many of them are just swallowed up by these large corporate farming industry. In that case, yes, that farmland is still being used for farming, but as this takes place, the amount of waste increases. As small farms disappear, food waste increases and famine continues in various regions of the world. One report that I read explained that their overview of research published by the World Bank in 1998 showed that small farms were much more productive than those massive corporate farms. And I pulled this quote directly from a World Bank report that was posted April 1st, 2022. This is no April Fool's joke. Quote, "One-third of food produced globally is either lost or wasted. Addressing food loss and waste is critical to improving food and nutrition security, as well as helping to meet climate goals and reduce stress on the environment." End quote. A third of all the food is wasted. If nothing else, we can see the absolute accuracy of God's Word when we look at our world situation and compare it to Scripture statements like that of our proverb, "Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment." This also fulfills Jesus' words, "For ye have the poor always with you." Why? Because men refuse to submit to God's wisdom, as the psalmist said in Psalm 78:7, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. And as long as men reject the wisdom of God's Word, the world situation will not improve until Jesus returns.